知行英语。Listen and share.
大家好，我们继续讲恐怖故事。
Our Attic。
我家的阁楼。
That Saturday, my wife went off shoe shopping and left me and my son to attend to a variety of honeydews. Towards the top of the list was investigating the attic. It was the last task I completed that day.Finally, I could no longer procrastinate and retrieve my toolbox from the garage, and with Jonathan eagerly at my heel, we slowly marched upstairs. My dog Tasha was as usual also by my side. We went into Jonathan's room and into the corner where the wood panel is nailed into place. The angle from the attic continues up in my son's room.So there is only 5 foot high outside the panel. I sighed and set my toolbox down and bent my head in the process. This entertained my son, but only irritated me further. I pulled my hammer from the box, and with much effort, I eventually pulled out the first nail. It was 6 inches long. The strange thing was after the first nail got out, Tasha started whining.And licking my hand. Eventually, she was so much of a distraction that I had to ask Jonathan to take her downstairs.
那个星期六，妻子出去逛商店买鞋了，留下我和儿子在家做一大堆的亲情劳动。妻子列出了清单，第一件事就是检查一下阁楼里面是什么，但那是我那天做的最后一件事情。最后我实在是不能再耽误了，于是从车库里找来了工具箱，缓缓地走上楼去。乔纳森紧紧跟在我后面，我的狗 Tasha 也像往常一样跟在我身旁。我们进了乔纳森的房间，走到墙角钉着木板的地方，四周并不是竖直的墙壁，屋顶还在继续向外倾斜着，因此钉着木板的地方只有5尺高。我叹了口气，放下工具箱，埋头苦干起来，一不留神脑袋撞在墙上了。儿子觉得很好玩，但是我的火气越来越大。我拿出来锤子，费了九牛二虎之力，终于拔出了第一根钉子，居然有6寸长。可是奇怪的事情在我拔出钉子以后发生了，塔莎开始低声呜呜地叫着，而且不断地舔我的手。她叫得我不能专心干活，于是我就让乔纳森把她抱下楼去了。现在我们来逐句对照地听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
That Saturday, my wife went off shoe shopping and left me and my son to attend to a variety of honeydews.
那个星期六，妻子出去逛商店买鞋了，留下我和儿子在家做一大堆的亲情劳动。
Towards the top of the list was investigating the attic.
妻子列出了清单，第一件事就是检查一下阁楼里面是什么。
It was the last task I completed that day.
但那是我那天做的最后一件事情。
Finally, I could no longer procrastinate and retrieve my toolbox from the garage, and with Jonathan eagerly at my heel, we slowly marched upstairs. My dog Tasha was as usual also by my side.
最后我实在是不能再耽误了，于是从车库里找来了工具箱， 缓缓地走上楼去，乔纳森紧紧跟在我后面，我的狗 Tasha 也像往常一样跟在我身旁。
We went into Jonathan's room and into the corner where the wood panel is nailed into place.
我们进了乔纳森的房间，走到墙角钉着木板的地方。
The angle from the attic continues up in my son's room, so there is only 5 foot high outside the panel.
四周并不是竖直的墙壁，屋顶还在继续向外倾斜着，因此钉着木板的地方只有五尺高。
I sighed and set my toolbox down and bent my head in the process.
我叹了口气，放下工具箱，埋头苦干起来，一不留神脑袋撞在墙上了。
This entertained my son but only irritated me further.
儿子觉得很好玩，但是我的火气越来越大。
I pulled my hammer from the box and with much effort I eventually pulled out the first nail.
我拿出来锤子，费了九牛二虎之力，终于拔出了第一根钉子。
It was 6 inches long.
居然有六寸长。
The strange thing was after the first nail got out.
可是奇怪的事情在我拔出钉子以后发生了。
Tasha started whining and licking my hand.
Tasha 开始低声呜呜地叫着，而且不断地舔我的手。
Eventually, she was so much of a distraction that I had to ask Jonathan to take her downstairs.
她叫得我不能专心干活，于是我就让乔纳森把她抱下楼去了。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Go off shoe shopping，
出去逛街买鞋。我们知道 go shopping 的意思是逛街买东西，但是这个 go shoe shopping 的用法是很地道的。我们可以用其他名词来替换 shoe 来表示买其他东西的意思。
Honey do's 就是一个俚语，
我们暂且翻译成为辛勤劳动。这句话在夫妻或是家人之间都可以使用，体现出了双方很亲密的关系。
No longer
不在与 not anymore 意思相同，可以替换使用。文章中这句话可以写成
I could not procrastinate anymore. 5 foot height
五英尺高，这里要注意连字符的使用，后面的名词要用单数。如果没有连字符的话，那么就要写成 5 feet height。
So much of
不过是纯粹是。关于 so much 我们要重点掌握短语 so much of this， 就这么多了，就到这程度了，一般用来结束自己的讲话或是演讲，与 that's all 意思相同，但是表达起来更随意，多用在非正式的场合。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
That Saturday, my wife went off shoe shopping and left me and my son to attend to a variety of honey do's. Towards the top of the list was investigating the attic. It was the last task I completed that day. Finally, I could no longer procrastinateand retrieved my toolbox from the garage, and, with Jonathan eagerly at my heel, we slowly marched upstairs. My dog Tasha was as usual also by my side. We went into Jonathan's room and into the corner where the wood panel is nailed into place. The angle from the attic continues up in my son's room, so there is only 5 foot high outside the panel. I sighed.And set my toolbox down and bent my head in the process. This entertained my son, but only irritated me further. I pulled my hammer from the box, and with much effort, I eventually pulled out the first nail. It was a good 6 inches long. The strange thing was after the first nail got out, Tasha started whining and licking my hand. Eventually, she was so much of a distraction.That I had to ask Jonathan to take her downstairs.
Oh, 故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。